In preparation for the general election, Donald Trump has been boning up on foreign policy and meeting with former secretaries of state. On that front, he faces formidable competition in his likely Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton. A former Secretary of State herself, she's already logged nearly a million miles, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Hillary Clinton would enter the Oval Office with more experience in foreign policy than almost any president in modern times, with the exception of George H.W. Bush. She's already tried to tout that experience as a campaign asset, telling an audience at Stanford this spring, what America needs in troubled times is strong, smart, steady leadership.
Slogans aren't a strategy. Loose cannons tend to misfire.
So what does Clinton's own track record tell us about her strategy? For one thing, she's more hawkish than the instinctively cautious President Obama.
Her default preference seems to be for action.
Elizabeth Saunders is a visiting fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
People have described her as having a preference for being caught trying. She'd rather do something and be criticized for it than be criticized for doing nothing at all.
Clinton was an early advocate for arming rebel groups in Syria, for example, which Obama only later came around to. And she supports the creation of safe zones in that country, which Obama continues to resist. Not all of Clinton's hawkish moves have ended well. She came to regret her support for the Iraq War. And while the U.S. intervention in Libya she championed succeeded in preventing a massacre by Muammar Gaddafi, what followed was a violent vacuum in which U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans were killed. Clinton spoke at the State Department the following day.
How could this happen in a country we helped liberate, in a city we helped save from destruction?
Veteran diplomat Aaron David Miller, who's with the Woodrow Wilson Center, suspects Clinton may try to find some middle ground, not as cautious as Obama's been, but not reckless either.
Given the fact that many of her decisions to use military force have come back to haunt the United States generally, and Hillary Clinton specifically, she may well have to temper some of those hawkish instincts in the service of prudence.
Indeed, in her Stanford address, Clinton criticized some of the more hawkish proposals from Republican presidential candidates, such as carpet bombing ISIS.
Proposing that doesn't make you sound tough. It makes you sound like you're in over your head.
Whether it's Libya, Iraq, or Afghanistan, experience has shown even when the U.S. military is successful, that's not enough to secure the peace. President Obama has described this as the day after problem. Sarah Chase, who advised U.S. military leaders in Afghanistan and the Pentagon, says it starts earlier than that.
I think it's the day before problem. The military has to be part of a broader plan. That's what, to me, has been the greatest lack in all of these military interventions, a real lack of strategy.
Chase, who's now with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, says blame for that may rest with the Obama White House and its famously centralized control over foreign policy. But she saw little evidence Clinton pushed for a broader strategic plan when she was Secretary of State. As Clinton told the audience at Stanford, she does put a premium on engagement with the rest of the world, especially compared to campaign rivals Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders.
Turning our back on our alliances or turning our alliance into a protection racket would reverse decades of bipartisan American leadership and send a dangerous signal to friend and foe alike.
Some Republicans have complained Clinton's globe-trotting tenure as Secretary of State produced little in the way of concrete results. But Saunders argues that's short-sighted.
Diplomacy is important, but it's not always dramatic. And most high-level diplomatic travel is really about tending to relationships.
At Stanford, Clinton herself borrowed a line from Ronald Reagan's former Secretary of State, George Shultz, who likened patient diplomacy to gardening. When you cultivate effective partners, Clinton said, you can harvest real rewards. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.